Okay, so this is like the third time I've tried to podcast today. I don't know. It's kind of awkward for me. It's the first time I'm, you know, really listening to myself speak. But welcome to the podcast. My name is Kate, and I'm coming to you live from my backyard. If you hear any barking in the background, that's my neighbor's dog and my two dogs communicating with each other, I guess. So... pardon that. I hope I have some dog lovers who are listening, because dogs are probably my favorite thing in the world. Right, Abigail? She's standing right behind me. Sorry, guys. I had to stop recording there for a second. My insane little puppy that I just got over the weekend started just causing a ruckus in our backyard. So he's sitting on my lap right now, and we're just chilling. He's a calm little dog. I guess I'll start off the podcast with telling you a little bit about how I met this wonderful little puppy of mine. Yeah, it's a microphone, Lolo. So his name is Loki, and not because of the Thor character in the Avengers, because he is a low-key dog, get it? It's punny, you guys. So I work at a swim school, and that's near where I live, and... So I came home from work, and I was tired because I had spent all morning in the pool. And I walk in, and my dad's like, "You're gonna be surprised." And I said, "Why would I be surprised?" He said, "Well, go look outside." And I see this little, beautiful little white and brown puppy in my backyard. And my mom is actually a huge dog lover. She is a diehard dog lover fan. She will love the ugliest, most disgusting dog ever. So anyways, I just thought, you know, she probably brought this puppy home because she found it on the streets, and we're gonna, you know, return him tomorrow, but we're gonna have fun playing with him today. So of course I was surprised. I was like, oh yay, we get to play with the puppy. I go outside and I pick him up, and he's just the sweetest little baby ever. And my mom's like, "Well, we might keep him." And I was like, "You're kidding me, right?" And she said, "No." That she was on her way actually to a golden retriever rescue, where we got our other dog, Abby, from, to see this other dog. And she went to this adoption event on the way there just to look around and see how it would be. And she found our little Loki there. And she fell in love with him. He has probably the best personality I've ever seen in a dog. I love my dog, Abigail, to death, but she is a little bit of a train wreck of a dog. She's very... different than most dogs, I'd say. And so Loki is just perfect, because part of the reason is because he has a really bubbly personality, but like his name suggests, he's a low-key dog. He is very sweet. He is very kind. I was babysitting my friend's son. He wants to get on my arms right now. One second. His foot is tangled in my microphone. I was babysitting my friend's son, and he is a 2-year-old, and so he sits on my couch, and I'm holding Loki, and he's like, "Oh, give it to me, I want to hold him." And I said, "Okay." I give him to him, and Braxton just gives him the tightest squeeze in the world. He is literally hugging this poor little dog to death, and the dog, Loki just doesn't care. He just goes with it. He's like, "Okay, you can hug me to death, that's okay." He doesn't bite him, he doesn't do anything like that. But then when he plays, he's also a really good player. So I guess I just gave you guys a plug for my for my dog. Anyways, so he's sitting in my lap right now, perfectly calm, yawning like a little puppy. He's about 6 months old, and I can already tell he's going to do just fine in our family. So let me talk to you guys a little bit about why I'm making this podcast. I love podcasts. I listen to them religiously. I have a few that I like. And, you know, I thought, you know, might as well try my hand at podcasting. I have a few things I want to say to the world. So this is me doing that. He's trying to escape my arms right now. Loki, don't go causing a ruckus. I don't have to stop recording again. So let me get back on topic. Why am I recording this? I'm recording this because... I just have a lot to say to the world, and if people choose to listen to my podcast, that's amazing. I would love to be heard by people and have them hear, you know, my perspective on the world, because, not because, I'm not going to be gawky and say because there's value in it, because I'm not quite sure if there is value in it, but maybe, I don't know, this can be something, white noise for someone to listen to, like, when they're, I don't know, when they are doing something that they just need something in the background for. Today, what I wanted to talk about was finals, because I just got back from finals, and I thought that that would be something relevant in my life that I could talk about, and something that people my age, I'm 17 years old, can relate to, because finals are just too stressful for high schoolers. You know, I understand finals in college, because they're like 50% of your grade, you don't really have any other tests besides your final, and I get that, but in high school, you have tests all year long in all your classes, and then they put away 1 week, 2 weeks out of every year just to give everyone a migraine and cause, you know, a lot of stress and anxiety so we can take a test that's worth 20% or less of our grade. It's not that big of a deal, and it can either make you or break you. And I guess that's good practice for when you are in college and you're taking these tests that are worth half your grade. But for now in high school, you know, they bring therapy dogs to school because they recognize the fact that a lot of us are super stressed out because of these finals that they're having us take. And if they, because they recognize that, I don't see why they don't just not have us take finals, like big hour, 2 hour long finals. Why can't it just be like a final test, like a regular test that goes in as our final grade? Why does it have to be a completely different schedule? I feel like they're just over dramatizing it. I don't know. I might be overreacting. I personally don't get stressed out over tests, but I do see a lot of my friends getting really stressed out over these, you know, tests that they have to take at the end of every semester, because I'm on a semester schedule right now. And I don't think it's worth it because, you know, you fight, like, you start off the school year with an A, you bomb a test, you get a B in the class, B or C, and then, you know, you spend the rest of your semester working it back up, and finally, you're at a 90%. And then you have this final that you have to take that you know you have to ace in order to keep your A that you worked so hard for. And I just don't feel like, you know, I just don't feel like one test can really measure how much you've learned in a year. I feel like a whole year can, has a million, like, speaks miles more about what you learned over a year instead of just one test. But that just might be me. I want to be a teacher, so I know about the whole, you know, the importance of preparing students for college, because that's what high school is. It's preparing us for college. If you choose to go to college. So, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, if they're going to prepare us for college with this final, then maybe they should make our classes look more like college and less structured, more, less tests, more classwork, more, I don't know, more lectures. I want to talk a little about my little brother's gesturing for me to My little brother is gesturing for me to take him to soccer practice. I guess I have to do that. So this podcast is only going to be around 12 minutes long. I hope that people listen to this. I hope that I can record more often. I really want to get into this because, and I want to get other people on the podcast, probably even my brother on the podcast a few times because he's a high school student as well, and I feel like he could add some points of views to this podcast that would be valuable to some of my male listeners. For now, I don't have any contact information for you guys. If you really want to say anything to me, you can just post a comment on the iTunes, on my iTunes page. And other than that, I will see you guys when I see, well, I won't see you because this is a podcast, but you guys will, hear from me when you hear from me. I appreciate you if you've stuck through me this entire podcast. I know it's a bit of a rough one, but I'm going to get better, I promise, at this podcasting thing. And I think what will really help is if I can finally get some guests on here to, you know, have a conversation with. It's hard to have a one-sided conversation unless I have something explicit that I really need to get across. And today I just didn't. I just wanted to record for the first time and introduce myself to you guys and all that good stuff. Anyways, I'm not gonna hold you guys any longer. Until next time, bye!